Right now, Lyle Lovett. For over two decades, he has done what few artists have managed to do, defy categorization. Lovett was born and raised on his family's ranch in Texas, and country music laid the foundation for his sound. He's won four Grammy Awards, including Best Country Album. But Lyle Lovett isn't strictly country. Add folk, jazz, gospel, blues, and R&B to his influences, and now you have to toss in the big band sound. This is the opening track of Lyle Lovett's latest CD entitled Lyle Lovett and His Large Band. It's not big, it's large. If you have questions for Lyle Lovett about his music, his large band sound, or the many influences that inform his music, give us a call. Our number here in Washington is 800-989-8255. Our email address is talk@npr.org, and you can also comment on our blog. It's at npr.org/blogofthenation. And Lyle Lovett joins me right now in Studio 3A, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Anthony.
Yeah, it's great to have you here.
Well, thanks for having me on.
I've been a big fan of yours for a long time, and I love this CD, so it's truly a pleasure to have you here. Tell me about this CD. First of all, our listeners who don't know, how big is this large band? I think I counted on the picture 19, including yourself.
Well, you know, it does get up to 18 or 19 on occasion. The first version of the large band, actually the very first show we ever played was at the Birchmere in Alexandria, Virginia, back in 1988 as the large band, and we were only 10 pieces then. We had three horns, and Francine Reed was our only extra vocalist, and now the horn section's grown to four, and we usually sing with four vocalists.
And what do you like about this large band?
You know, it's just a versatile group of musicians, and it allows me to play these arrangements that we come up with. I kind of painted myself into a corner in doing arrangements early on, being able to orchestrate the songs just sort of in my imagination. Then the challenge is to be able to replicate that on stage.
I'm curious, too, about the title, and I'm sure you've been getting a lot of questions about this. Lyle Lovett and His Large Band, it's not big, it's large. It's a funny sort of subtext, but is there an important distinction there that you're making between a large band versus a sort of classic big band sound?
Well, you know, all along, some of my arrangements reflect jazz influences, but my arrangements were never straight up legit big band, and so that's why initially I called the band the large band. We were a lot of people, but it wasn't big band music really. And so this is just a continuation of the joke, really, because people do refer to it as the big band, and we don't do big band music.
Mm. Well, we opened this segment with the song Tickletoe, which is a jazz number by Lester Young that your large band does. But the CD moves into very different kinds of material. There's a country western thing happening, as usual, as well as blues and spirituals. And I want to play the first minute or so of the second track, which is called I Will Rise Up, which I think is extraordinary, by the way.
Thank you.
I'd love to just play it and then get you to talk about it a little bit.
In the darkest hour, in the dead of night, as the storm clouds gather and the lightning strikes and the thunder rolls and the cold rain blows, the future it holds, what God only knows.
What God only knows.
And I will rise up, and I will rise up.
That's I Will Rise Up off Lyle Lovett's new CD, Lyle Lovett and His Large Band, It's Not Big, It's Large. Lyle Lovett, tell me about this song. It's hauntingly beautiful.
Well, thank you very much. I've always been attracted to gospel-style arrangements, and I think it came really from this the feeling of the times we're living in these days, when it seems that the choices that we have to make as a nation, as a people, seem more critical than ever, and seem to have extreme consequences whichever way we decide to go. And it just comes from that feeling. As I started thinking about that song, an old Texas folk song, "There Ain't No More Cane on the Brazos," kept coming, just kind of coming into my mind. And so I combined my idea with "There Ain't No More Cane" to come up with the song.
800-989-8255 is the number to call to join the conversation with Lyle Lovett about his new CD. Let's go to a call. Let's go to Caroline, who's calling from Anchorage. Hi, Caroline.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for being on the air. I first came to your music, Mr. Lovett, through Johnny Carson. You were one of the few people he had on his last week. And I had seen you in a film, but I didn't know you were a singer until he featured you. And I went out and got everything you were performing, especially the Joshua Judge's Ruth, which has, it sounds like, some of the same feel of what you've recently put out. And my question, let me get to it, is how did you deal with country not knowing where to categorize you? Because when you came out, I thought, when I first heard your work, I thought, this guy isn't country. He has too much literacy for country, and that's maybe not a good thing to say.
Well, Caroline, I appreciate your question. You know, I don't deal with it at all, Caroline. I've been really fortunate to work with business folks. The record company folks have always just kind of left me alone and let me do what I like to do. And thankfully, I mean, that's what's important to me. Which bin they put me in the record store really doesn't matter to me, as long as you can find the record.
Great. And when are you coming to Alaska?
You know, I've never. Alaska's the only state that I've never played in, Caroline. So put in a word for me, because I'd love to come up.
I certainly have, and I will do so again.
Thank you very much.
Caroline,
thanks
for the call. Lyle Lovett, you said, I was doing some reading in preparation for the show, a great song is a rare thing. What to you makes a great song and great songwriting?
Gosh, you know, a great song has a quality of, just a great song reminds the listener of his own life, and evokes in an inexplicable way, I think, a feeling, you know, that just comes over you when you hear it, and so it is an intangible thing, but you know, we all know a great song when we hear one on the radio or hear one in person.
Well, we've been talking about the various influences that make you hard to categorize: country, jazz, blues. But when it comes to country music, I'm thinking of that great line out of the movie Ray, where Ray Charles goes, "I like country music because I just like stories. I just like stories." Well, and I'm wondering if you feel that way, because it seems you love the story too in your songwriting.
Well, certainly, I've always been attracted to songs that have a narrative quality, and certainly country music comes from that tradition, and that's, you know, it's still something that I really like about country music.
Let's take a call, Simon from Pullman, Washington. Hi, Simon.
Hi, Lyle. How are you doing?
Fine, Simon. How are you?
I have a question about your acting in Shortcuts by Robert Altman.
Yes, sir.
And I watched that film religiously, and I have to tell you that your performance was really remarkable, and you are truly creepy and lovable at the same time.
Thanks, Simon. We'd probably be great friends.
How does your creativity work differently when acting than performing music?
Oh, gosh, Simon. You know, acting, I'm just trying to hold on and do my job. It's such a different process for me, because, you know, as an actor, I'm part of somebody else's idea, and I'm trying to do what, in the case of Robert Altman, I'm trying to do what Altman has in mind for me to do. In the case of recording my songs, I sort of have to be the director of that. So it's really a wonderful feeling to be able to trust someone enough, as I certainly did Robert Altman, to be able to say, okay, here you go, just tell me what to do and I'm going to try to do it.
Thanks.
Was there ever a temptation to work with Tom Waits while you were filming there?
Oh, gosh, I'm such a Waits fan, and I did get to meet him, and I was just thrilled to meet him. He was so kind as well.
Simon, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Just for listeners who may not have seen you in Shortcuts by Robert Altman, I think Simon described you as creepy and good, because you were this sort of spectral presence for a while in that movie. We weren't sure what was going to happen, and then you turned out to be detective, right? A police officer.
Well, no, that was a different movie. But,
what am I thinking of?
The Player.
The Player. Yeah, excuse
exactly.
me. Right.
Shortcuts was based on Raymond Carver short stories,
right.
and it was by right. the story that I got to be a part of was one of my favorite Carver stories, one called A Small Good Thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the character that I played goes through a transformation. He starts out creepy and then decides to do the right thing.
Right. Let's go to Monty, who's calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. Hi, Monty. You're on the air.
Hey, Lyle.
Yep.
Hey, Monty.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Just great.
Hey, you put an album a couple albums back, and it had a line in it similar to this. It said, it was about forgiveness. And the line went something like, I know you can forgive yourself, and God can forgive you, but I can't forgive you. And that's the difference between me and God.
Right.
You remember that line?
Yes, sir, I do.
Hey, that was so uncharacteristic of your normal lyrics. I just wondered if you could comment on that.
Well, I certainly meant that. It was kind of an extremely sarcastic statement, Monty, and which I think also points up our human shortcomings. That's sort of what's behind it. Not to say that that's a good difference between God and us mere mortals, but to say that this is kind of where I fall short.
Monty, thanks for the call. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And we're talking to Lyle Lovett about his new CD, Lyle Lovett and His Large Band. Let's go to Tyler, who's calling from St. Louis. Hi, Tyler. You're on the air.
Hi. How you doing?
We're great.
I just wanted to thank Lyle, first of all, for his music and the content and everything, and say that it was just really a privilege and honor to speak to him and thank him for the music. And I had a question about the song Family Reserve on the Joshua Judges Ruth album. Seems to be very autobiographical and talks a lot about, seems to be people that you know or people that related to you. I just wondered if the people in that song were members of your family, and is it autobiographical in that sense?
No, absolutely, Tyler. I didn't change anybody's name to protect them. Those were all real stories. And for example, my cousin Cal, Calloway died as a young boy.
Right.
He did actually, he choked, choked on a peanut butter sandwich he was about my age actually. So that story was always told to me in a way of, be careful. And so that was a story that I grew up with in my childhood, that made obviously a huge impression. And I'm still very careful these days when I open up a jar of peanut butter.
Yeah, that song has touched me in a lot of ways, and I've listened to it repeatedly over the years. And I've often wondered if how many of the stories in there truly deeply were those that. It was your experience, and particularly the opening line, talking about your uncle passing away very suddenly, and it was just—it's a very neat song, and it's a song that's touched me in a lot of ways, and I just really appreciate you for it.
Thank you, Tyler. I appreciate you listening,
Tyler. Thanks for the call. Let's try and get one last call in here. Let's go to Lee, who's calling from Houston. Hi, Lee.
Hello.
Lee, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Hi. You're on the air.
Well, got a story. I was working as a staff writer at the battalion at Texas A&M University in the late 80s. We had this strange album come through, a promotional album. It had this funny-looking guy on the cover, black and white. The album was called Pontiac. And I'll let you know that there was a fight over who got that album. LP. I eventually walked away with it. I still have it. I got to go look in the newspaper's morgue and pull up a lot of its newspaper stories when he was a journalism major there. So it's nice to see another Aggie journalism major that did well.
Thank you, Lee. I want to know who thought I was funny looking.
Hair, it's like, and when that album was a little fuzzy on the picture on the front of that LP, it's like.
That's the way I really look, Lee.
We can't quite see what you're learning.
Lee, thanks for the call, and I'm glad you brought up that point. You were you did have a moment in your life where you were thinking of becoming a journalist. What happened to that dream?
Well, it was something I really enjoyed doing. I just was really lucky to be able to continue playing music when I got out of school. But I really enjoyed. I never held a job as a journalist, but we did have a daily paper, the paper Lee mentioned, the battalion, and so we could all of us journalism students could write as much as we wanted to because we just were, sort of desperate for things to have in the paper. And,
But did you like the idea? I mean, at a certain point, did something particular attract you about journalism, and then something turn you off of it?
Well, you know, I just think I enjoy people. I enjoy talking to people. You know, what fun this is. It's a rare thing to get to take calls like this in my life. And, you know, I just think people are fascinating, and I just always enjoyed talking to people and interviewing them. I had trouble with the hard questions. My regular beat was the city council in Bryan, Texas, I didn't like asking questions that I felt were, you know, sort of tough to ask.
Well, we thought we'd end this break by playing another song off this CD. Okay, this is No Big Deal. Do you want to talk about this?
That's, you know, I made this song up one time. I stayed at my friend Robert Keene's house, and I was waiting for him to wake up.
All right. Well, Lyle Lovett, thanks so much for coming in and talking about this. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Anthony.
That's Lyle Lovett. His new CD is called Lyle Lovett and His Large Band. It's not big, it's large, and this is No Big Deal.
Wow, this cat's in town. So it's Sunday morning. Yeah, I guess I had it coming. Ooh, 'cause I start recalling a time I went astray. I still feel the feeling. Her last words of warning. She said, man, it may be no big deal to you, but it's a very big deal to me. She said, man, it may be no big deal to you, but it's a very
This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Anthony Brooks.